again to a wild night in Keith Day, and episode 182. Hopefully I'll talk loud enough and over the rain so you can hear me okay. And I'm Louise, your host, and today I've got the party and a rundown of 2017 and a swap. This episode is kindly sponsored from my lovely, lovely friend Angela. Scotch Tweed is a small family textiles firm based in the Scottish Borders. Run by Angela with a huge amount of technical know-how support from her dad Gerald, they have a wealth of experience in weaving and textile trade, over 57 years to be exact. Their aim is to bring top quality tartan, tweed fabric, along with other Scottish goods and apparel including Highland wear to their customers in the best possible value. Angela is happy to speak to anyone at any time in regards to the requirements. If you cannot see what you're looking for on the website, give her a call. The number's on the website, www.scotchtweed.co.uk, and is a UK free phone number. All links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea, your dram, because it's New Year, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week. Happy 2018, listeners. Raising you my glass of wine here now. I hope that the year coming will be full of health for you and yours. I'm glad to report that mine is currently fantastic. My big goal for 2018 is a full marathon in October. Everything over and above that will be a bonus for me this year. Party time. Well, we have to have the annual Caithness Craft Collective New Year party, don't we? So I don't see why this should be any exception. Party time! Right, you lot, grab your dancing shoes, because this is the Caithness Craft Collective podcast annual Hogmanay party, and it's time to party. Well, this is nearly last week, but it's tradition, and you're not going to be listening to it straight away anyway. Okay, so you're here. Why are you here? Well, in Scotland, we call the 31st of December Hogmanay. Normally, we have a bit of a party, as it's the dark end of the year, and we need cheering up. Scots are sort of known for whisky, drinking. Well, that's what Hogmanay's all about. We traditionally stay up to midnight, have a big drink, see in the new year. Some people leave the doors open to see out the old and in the new. We eat black bun cake and we dance to ceilidhs, which are accordions, and a violin called a fiddle. Then we go round to our neighbour's house, or Neeb's if you're from Fife, and you first foot them with a bottle of alcohol, a lump of coal for their fire, and a bit of cake. Then you see all your friends and you catch up, wishing everyone a happy new year, kiss everyone and anyone. So this is my version, because we don't live in a Bruins annual anymore. Come in, come over, come up, come down from wherever you are. Oh, I sound like Glenda with the witch, telling the munchkins to come out of hiding because Daisy has killed the Wicked Witch of the West. Oh no, she was a flying monkey. Well, that's me tonight, and I'm wearing Glenda's dress because it's so pretty. We've got the landing strip out the front that Sandy decided he wanted in his picture of his dream house that he drew years and years ago now. So fly in, take your cruise ship in, park it in the bay or drive up the E9. Watch it, Berriedale mine, because it's a bit icy on Sunday night. None of that tonight though. 2017 is drawing to a close. We've all got our new calendars ready to put on the wall because 2018 is well on its way. We're having it in the big shed this year. Its fairy lights are on, the turbine's been making plenty of electricity for the past month with all the wind we've had, and there's hunters of you now. So I've got the magic going it again. Harry Potter again is big in our house. I just love the magic of it all. Today I'm borrowing the room of requirement, but it's in my big shed. There's heating on, a gigantic dance floor. I've even brushed the floor of all the sawdust for when I'm chopping the wood in there. There's a gigantic dance floor, big restaurant, my finest whiskey bar you have ever seen. I have borrowed the great Scottish tapestry for the night, but you will get it back. There'll be no Roslyn Chapel panel missing from this night out. It's in a quiet room to the side, and you can go in there for a bit of a wander when your feet are tired. Because we've got all the musicians that we've played this year. We've got the local lad, Brandon McPhee, to Addie Harper's Ceilidh band from Wick. Tonight, listeners, we're having a ceilidh. And I see that Louise Scully has taken some of her Shetland fiddlers. And Hannah K. Ross. She's escaped the pocket and I'm thankful to say she's feeling better. So we're in for a treat tonight because them Shetland fiddlers, they'll dance our feet off. Because they could play the best song in the world to the devil and they'd win. So come in, come out the cold Caithness night air. We're also going to use some time turners from Harry Potter to get everyone in and settled round at the same time. Because, we can have to talk for a good hour to everyone. Mad Mum, meet Suff, meet Willoughby, Dreamer, meet Three Bad Cats, meet PG Knit Nurse. We have to admire the shawls, the cowls, the hats, the mitts, the fair isle jumpers, the socks, the cardigans, the quilts, the embroidery, everything. We look back at the crazes we've had this year. We went Follow Your Fae daft, and some of us are still going Jennifer Steingast daft now. Stephen West has carried on with his amazing crazes, and he sells out every time he designs something. Kate Davis? What can I say? New yarn range, new Boxing Day jumper, just amazing. Everyone turn and pat your neighbour's back. Yes, you, she mama. I'm pretty certain that each and every one of you have made something for something else in 2017. Lots of you have made lots of things for charity. Be Mother Bears, Queen Mother's Charity, Halos for Hope, Baby Preemie Hats, Knit for Peace, Linus Quilts, Quilts for Alzheimer's, hats for even innocent smoothie bottles. And some of you got to rant at innocent smoothie bottles, which was entertaining from here. At one point or other throughout the year, you have done something for someone else, and I am thankful that you are here. I hope that we all carry on to make for others, be it for someone we know or someone we've never met, or we'll never meet. I think that that is a lovely New Year's resolution. We, of course, will all stand to this party to say grace and thank you for all the friends we're surrounded by, the crafty goodness that binds us with the friendship. We are also going to raise a glass to those who have passed this year and now are only in our hearts. It's important to remember whilst we look forward. New Year is a time for reflection, a hope of new things and resolutions. Are you having any? I'm only having running further. Okay. Oh, you're getting a bit restless now with me rabbiting on at the stage. I've got one of those Dumbledore microphones and you're all feeling the need to clean toilets, as that's what you normally do when you hear me. However, we have the podcasters to meet. Come up onto the stage, all my podcaster friends. I will tell you the list of podcasts on my iPhone today. There is in no particular order, so nobody take offence if you're first or last. I wouldn't normally tell you, but I'm not sure some of you like it that I don't listen to the ones you listen to, but oh, here it goes. We have, of course, Knitting Pipelines Paula, Knit One Geek 2 Maggie and Karen, History Extra Podcast, who seem to feel a little bit awkward surrounded by so many rabid knitters, but they soon feel at home when Craftlet comes out. There's Desert Island Discs and Friday Night Comedy, both from Radio 4, and our favourites being the Dead Ringers, and actually the Now Show and the News Class Show. I really struggle with the Friday Night Comedy to pick one out of the hat. And Knit British Louise and our lovely fella are here now, so we know that the party has indeed started. Radio 4's Books and Authors and Book Club are here. Playful Day, obviously, because there's gin involved. She has Isolde with her. Rod Gilbert's Best Bits. Yarns from the Plain Nick, who's my muse and my inspiration. The Twin Set Designs, Jan and Aileen, who are my triplets. You can't tell us apart now, can you? Not really. Well, they've got Dorito and Brie the Alpacas in their gang here too. They're going to keep us warm because they wanted to swap stories with Helen of Curious Handmade because she graces us with her graceful presence. Try not to hog her. But I'm going to hog Tanya of TG Frog. So you'll maybe have to pry me off going, here's some whiskey, Louise. Have some of this because we need to speak to Tanya too and that's just so creepy. Electric Sheep is here, Sheep and Hoxin. Get the bunting out and the gin. Even though she has stopped recording years ago, I still miss her, so I'm still covering her in this. My friends from Edinburgh Yarn Fest this year, Nadia of Cottage Notebook, Kate of Hawthorne Cottage, Lou Lee, and we talk of Edinburgh plans past and to come. Tipsy Knits are here as well because they're tipsy and to be done. Truly Myrtle has flown all the way from New Zealand and already has had one New Year, and she's nipped over to have another one with us. Then there's Knitting Dish Mary with her puppets. It's going to be hilarious. Every time I just think about the puppets. And I see she's got a new episode out tonight. For a bit later, we will have the myths and legends. Jason, tell us some of our myths, his myths and legends stories, which is not easy to say when you can't speak properly. Oh, see, I'm quite knackered after all that. So I'll start the music off and you can all have a bit of a dance. Oh, my. Look at those kilt socks that Dan Jensen she's made with her lovely husband Arlen. And they will be your dance compares tonight because I'm having a wee shorty of their bubba. Don't even think about saying, I don't know how to do that dance. They will all walk you through, and then you will have you Highland Scottishing and Canadian barn dancing with the best of them. I had a Canadian barn dance tune stuck in my head when I was out running yesterday. It had quite a nice beat to it, so I was doing the arm movements while plodding forward. I'm actually on a decent 7 miles now, which is quite good. No, 26.2, but it's a while off. Now the dancing is in full swing. We've got plenty of time for knitting, eating and drinking. I shall now invite you into the Whiskey Heaven Arena. Every whiskey that has ever been distilled is now available for your tasting. Step up now, everyone. No. Louise Colley, I don't care if you normally drink Bacardi. This is a magic night. You will drink it at my party. If you don't drink alcohol, you can still drink this. It doesn't have any in it. Sorted. Now for the rest of us, get in. I invite Richard for the drams of a Strathyla 12-year-old single malt whiskey to call in the bells. We would like you to fill your glass with the best whiskey this magic night out there, and let's listen to Big Ben chime in the new year finally. I will ask you to look up as the magic hall ceiling shows us some of the Edinburgh fireworks, aka the Great Hall of Harry Potter. We'll all hold hands and start singing Auld Lang Syne. The tune is written by Richard's mucker Robert Burns, because it's his favourite, and the words are an old Scots poem. It's all about looking backwards and also forwards. We've a lot to look forward to in 2018, which will host the Winter Olympics and the Euros for football. I've got a half marathon, a team marathon and a full marathon. A full on sporty marathon, Louise. In crafty times, I'm going to look back first before I look forward. I decided to do a 2017 Caithness Craft Collective podcast roundup of 2017. As I couldn't remember what I'd said or done the whole year. So what I did was downloaded them all, and I have been listening to me at double speed, and I sound like a chipmunk on helium. Even Sandy heard me through my earphones and went, what are you doing, Mom? Sometimes I sounded I knew what I was talking about. I was actually quite impressed with myself. I didn't realise I was actually quite that good. If you're an Instagram user, you've seen the best 9 photos of everyone's feeds and possibly done your own. This is where your photos have had the most likes and comments were put together. Mine had 2 of me wearing my owl-looking cardigan, which I finally put my buttons on, and my Newell cardigan. Then there was one of my mum, one of my brother-in-law's puppy Murdo, one of the bairns meeting Prince Charles, one of my Booster Beanie, and one with the pebbles on my short, my house, one of a double rainbow, my neighbour's red telephone box, and of course one of Richard after the Ironman triathlon. It's nice to look back when your photos are good ones. Thank you, Instagram followers. I've enjoyed looking at yours too. Back in January, I was recovering... Back in the midst of time. In January, I was recovering from a hospital stay and Quincy throat abscess. I'd started my Newell cardigan by Slicey Glowick MacDonald using blacker West Country tweed for the blacker knit along. I had also made a Rake Holt hat by Diana Wallach for my father's 80th birthday, using fondant fibres handspun. And I remember there being a lot of knitting in that hat because it was double-sided. I sewed a lap blanket for my auntie, who was going through radiotherapy, and I'm very pleased to say that she got the all clear come the end of that treatment. But a lot of love went into the blanket and it was sent off, and I believe she still uses it. Then in February we were looking forward to the Edinburgh Yarn Fest, and I'd cast on the Fireflies Rising Shawl by Helen Stewart. I also had a 2-part drams, can you remember that? And we were given 6 unknown drams to test out by Richard's boss. This has proved legendary with you listeners. In March, it was all about the Edinburgh Yarn Fest, and listening back, I got so really quite excited for this year. I had forgotten I had recorded wee sound bites from listeners in the event, and I got to listen back to Ruth Crafts, Denise Girl, Sonia. Denise, have you used all yours up yet? I also got to laugh again with my Cagney to my Lacey Louise of Knit British, as I stayed with her and we recorded afterwards talking about the event and also what new stash we acquired. Our thoughts are heading fast forward to this year and what we want to buy and plan to make, and more on later on that in this episode. I think I've used up most of my 2017 Edinburgh Yarn Fest stash. I've embroidered my Edinburgh Yarn Fest tote bag. I knitted up the Blacker West Yorkshire tweed. I've started, but not finished, the drop cloth sampler, which I had actually forgotten about most of the year. I'm quite impressed with myself for the purchases because I still have lots from the year before. And it reminded me to go and look up patterns for a dog coat for Buchel to use the Buchel yarn from Kate Davis. My mum has made my niece a jacket for her cat. She has a new cat called Dave. So I managed to talk my mum into actually knitting Buchel his jacket because, West, I've really been looking forward to using the Buchel yarn. It's not getting up my list of things to make, and she offered. So I found one called Cosmos Coat by Laurie Lee, and it looks like it would fit, and it also looks like it'll be okay with one colour. There was also the Shetland Woolweek hat pattern released by Gudrun Johnson, and then my love affair ale started with a Booster Beanie. I got to meet some wonderful people, some of whom I'd stalked beforehand, and then stalked more after. And at the time, I wondered how the yarn bowl will Joe and Mika improve next year's. But so far, they've got an extra day's marketplace, a massive new seating area, and that's just the stuff I can talk about. I will repeat myself on the fact that I love Edinburgh Yarn Fest and what it's done for the Scottish and the UK yarn industry, so long may she reign. Also in March, I had the second half of the drams, and it's finally confirmed that we know nothing, Jon Snow. Have we got the blind tasting? Pretty wrong. There was a debate that his boss mixed one up, but listeners like Elsa, we're going to have to let it go. And I had some reviews of the Blacker Samite yarn and the most wonderful pre-Raphaelite movement names like Wild Bees Hum. And you can pretend you're in the meadow with Maleficent and the fairies. I also reviewed Tanya Shorelines and Stratas Pole Dorset and Hebridean yarn, which I absolutely love. I still love. It was actually one of my favourite yarns last year. And along with the Iona single breed yarn, I made this into a brioche hat by Wendy Easton. And Richard is wearing this quite regularly just now. I also made a Louise Tilbrook fuss-free festival shawl using some Doll from Leonie's Rusty Ferret, which is an asymmetrical shawl with a bony picot edge. Then in April, no podcast. I actually got messages saying, are you still alive? So yes. There was knitting though, and I took my beanie hat over to Stornoway and the Isle of Lewis. I remember being very, very cold. But listening back to all the things we saw and did, it's kind of lost the cold out of it now. I started knitting with the Uist yarn to make in a ripple hat by Linda Johnson, and this is now my go-to hat. I was sewing a lot for the retreat in April and made some zipped notion pouches. And I've got a cracking idea for 2018 retreat. I will be sending out an email shortly, lovely retreat goers of 2018. Back in 2017, it was in May all about the retreat. And you know that rumour, no puffins in Caithness? Well, I had bought a puffin kit by Sue Stratford and learned in Trazia knitting unbeknownst to me. I really like her Bird in the Hand book. So then it was all about the national animal of Scotland, the unicorn, which Simply Knitting had on its front cover pack in May, and I rattled that up for the treat. I had such a lovely set of guests again this year. We laughed, we had great weather, we had great food, and two great, Tony Tiger great, workshops with the silk scarf dyeing, and then Nick of Yarns from the Plain did her handloom palm weaving. And I still think of palm leaves. 2018's retreat was booked straight up after and booked out almost instantaneously, which I'm really looking forward to, and I need to get all the hard work started with this. And we saw actual puffins. So maybe my magical puffin by Sue Stratford brought them out. I wonder if I could try that with other things this year, like caveat. Could you imagine? Anyway, and also having Ellen and Lisa to stay over for a bit after. We did the historical tourist stuff, and hearing Ellen giving us a quote about the Camster Cairns is really lovely to hear again. And actually meeting Lisa is something I'm going to hold my heart forever. And then they're in the drams, and we recount all the wildlife, including the cuckoo that I had totally forgotten about. Saying that coming over for the visit was like going from black and white to colour. It was magical, ladies. Purely magical. I've had a bit of a paving mitts fest too because Sandy went to Orkney in May for his school residential and I made them in green quince and some Mowbray from Yarns for the Plain. And then I decided I was going to have some, so I used some yellow Mowbray by Yarns from the Plain and some Mode knits that Ellen and Lisa gifted everyone.
Or is it either Lisa or Ellen? And I can never remember which. So I just say Ellen and Lisa, Lisa and Ellen. So, hi Jan, just in case. I started spinning again in June when it was Tour of Fleece. And I hadn't spun in quite a long time, actually. And I really did try to stick to it, but I didn't quite manage every day in Tour de Fleece. And I hadn't signed up for anything on Ravelry, but I did enjoy it, and it got me back into it. I finished some red merino that I'd had on the spindle for years, which was really, really quite nice. I've not knit anything with it yet, but I finished spinning it. I then started to go through my spinning stash, and I've very much enjoyed it. I suggest you do knit with it as soon as you can, especially if you're a new spinner or a spinner that hasn't spun for years, as when your ability gets better, you might not want to go back. But, you know, it really, really won't look as bad as you think it does when you knit with it. I have an Ishbel shawl that will attest to that. Oh, and I knitted a Crofthouse hat by Ella Gordon. Wasn't all that happy with it in the end. The decreasing was awful, and I shouldn't have used a variegated yarn, but it worked out okay enough, and I ended up gifting it to the Queen Mother's charity when I decided that I wasn't going to wear it very often. I started the Mystery Knit Along by Kirsten Kapoor, Fugue in Mosaic Minor, which I can never say, and I will never be able to remember how to say it. It doesn't matter how many times you clever people tell me. Along with Angela of Scotch Tweed and Ella of Giftknit Girl fame, it fair stretched my knitting skills. In July, Richard completed the Ironman Triathlon, which, if you've forgotten, how could you possibly, was 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, and then a 26.2 mile run. Yeah, I feel quite tired thinking about it. We all went down to Bolton via Angela's in the Borders, and it was just brilliant. You got to hear my interview with Angela of Scotch Tweed, and it was so nice to listen to her again and learn of all the things about tartan and tweed and dandy dinmont and remember just the crack we had, and just so much fun. Obviously Richard had to do the actual event, but the rest of it was so much fun. Moving on to August, I reviewed Brit Yarn Silk from Knitting Goddess. Loved this. We went to Dunrobin Castle near Gosby, we camped, we went hill walking, we visited a whisky distillery, I ran a half marathon, Daisy broke her arm. I also had the Cats and Gangs blather, and I was laughing my head off listening to it again. It just seemed so random. Cats operating in gangs. We had extra dogs because Richard's parents' dogs were in one of the episodes, and I think it was the last time I did any sock knitting. I have still on my needles Rapunzel's Tower Socks by Becky Green. Still there. And I'll finish them eventually. I was lucky to review Blacker's Birthday Yarn, the Brushwork. Love this yarn too. It's such a nice handle and it would make a fantastic jumper or cardigan or hat or just lots of things. Mine's got turned into a Beanie Baby hat and it went off to the Queen Mother's charity as well. Then there was the Sparkle Wool from Knitting Goddess, and it was gorgeous. So if you want a sparkle yarn that the sparkle doesn't prickle, this is your kitty. In September, I wanted to go to Perth Yarn Festival, but Daisy thwarted me by being a flying monkey in the local production of The Wizard of Oz, which was brilliant. I'm hoping to go to Perth Yarn Festival this year, because I know that I'm not going to make the Loch Ness Fest, because it's the same weekend as my marathon. I reviewed New Leaf Alpaca's sock weight, which is from an alpaca called Niggy. I needn't say any more because it's called Niggy. Full stop. I also finally finished the Kirsten Kapoor shawl and, woo, it's posh. October rolled around and we were looking forward to the Loch Ness Knit Fest, which, whilst the venue was not my favourite, I now have my new favourite tutors of Catherine Limer and Willie Wormhead. My skills increased dramatically. Also, so did Mum's and Naomi's, as they were too. And Naomi took Carrie, I finished the book, it's fantastic, but you've not seen it yet, Westerman's Workshop. We met Tanya of TG Frog, Helen of Ripple's Craft, Black Isle Yarns, Berlin Yarns from Mount Western Isles, Base Jobs Are Wonderful Mom, lovely, lovely people in the workshops, and more. I bought the Ripple's Craft and Woolly Wormhead Scoury hat, which I actually finished last night, and it's awesome. November hit with all the bad weather and it felt like it was either windy or raining or both for weeks and weeks and weeks. So we brightened it up with Wovember and there was the photo challenge every day. This was actually quite good fun in the end, as 30 days of committing to anything for me is quite a challenge in itself. I managed to brighten up the darkness with the red of Manuel Cardigan by Cecily Glauck MacDonald, not a fan of the pattern, and I used Blacker Yarns West Country Tweed in double knit, which has now been a staple of my wardrobe. And no, I've not taken up the sleeves. I might not. I got to review Woolly Wormhead's Elemental Hat Collection, which is wonderful. Finally, we hit December running, and of course, we had the annual Christmas winter decoration swap. I made a snowman for Purple Polly Pocket, and she made one for me, which, great, snowmans! I love the swap this year, and long may we do this. I managed to make a crochet Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, a Spider-Man, and most of an Incredible Hulk. Groot is so cute, and he does a great dance with his long legs. He's quite interesting to construct, so I learned quite a few new things there. I finally finished my Fireflies Rising by Helen Stewart, and I've been wearing it a lot now. I was right in the fact that I get a lot of use out of the colour of yarn when I bought it, because it's dark charcoal, ink black, and it really goes well with everything, except true black and navy. I've also come to the thoughts that I don't wear my shawls as much as I could for the hours that I put into them, so I think I'm going to make less of them in the future. I didn't quite finish the Scoury Short Row Garter Hat by Woolly Wormhead and Yarn from Ripples Crafts in 2017, but I have on the 4th of January, and I was wearing it today and love it. Love the depth of the colour of the dye and the construction and the design on it. She's just a genius, basically. I made 3 cushions with some tweed, and they're very, very comfortable in December. 4th one outstanding, but it will be picked up soon. I also finally made myself a zippy bag with tweed and William Morris insides, because I made Richard, Sandy and Daisy one throughout the year. And of course, I did my Christmas cards. I did make most of them in the end. I really enjoyed drawing some simple Christmas trees in black ink. Pinterest is so much fun, listeners. My overall impression of craft this year was that my knitting dominated it. I made loads of hats, but used a lot of stash I bought, and I have proper plans for what else I acquired along the way. Thank you to all of you for gifting me anything. It's very special. I know more about Fairell and Short Row hats thanks to the workshops. I know that I would like to go on more workshops. I like making toys, I like making garments and hats, and I think I'll slow down on the shawls. So, wow, that was 2017. It was quite a busy one. I hope that yours was busy too, and you have made or are happy with what you made. And if you weren't, you can either gift it on to someone or rip it out.
The swap section.
Moving on to the swap. This is the Cagney and Lacey Socket to Me. A long time ago, I referred to Louise Scully of Knit British podcast fame as Cagney to my Lacey. And I decided that she was Sharon Gless and I was Tyne Daly. Mainly because Tyne Daly had 2 children. That's basically all it was. Although I actually wanted to be Sharon Gless because she's more glamorous. The two Louises of podcast land, keeping law and order in the yarn podcast lands of Scotland. Fast forward to the up and coming Edinburgh Yarn Fest 2018, and Blacker Yarns are again sponsoring the podcast lounge area. Yay! Last year we had such an amazing knit along before the Edinburgh Yarn Fest using Blacker Yarns. It was so much fun, and it was brilliant to see so many items being made in all the Blacker range. I think they quite enjoyed it too. This year they are kindly hosting it again, and you can sign up on their board for the Blacker Knit Along. I was wondering what to do on Twitter, and then Perplexed suggested socks. Somewhere in the background, unbeknownst to me, was my lipstick toting Cagney, who thought of putting it all together. And then I got a private message somewhere along the way, and they said, do you fancy making a swap and doing socks? And I'll make socks for you, and you make socks for me. And I went, alright, because I've got to make something, and whilst I'm gifting it away, it's nice to gift. But I'm getting socks back too, so that's pretty cool. So this is what you do. You get paired up, you knit a pair of socks using Blacker yarns, or you can use others if you wanted to, but you can't double dip in the Blacker yarns knit along threads. Then you could just be in ours, and you might as well be in Blacker yarns. And there isn't a discount before, the discount comes after, okay? And you knit the pair of socks, and then you send them to your new bestest pal. So here's the technically really bits. You need to sign up by noon UK time on Friday the 12th of January, so basically you've got a week. In your comments, state your foot size, any basic preferences. Would you like a vanilla? Do you want stretchy cuff, regular, thick yarn, thin yarn, etc.? Do you like a gusset heel? Pattern on the top, pattern on the bottom? What? And if you wouldn't wear a certain colour, I don't know. You'd quite be specific or pacific if you want to be an ocean. And you're going to be paired around the 14th of January. Mental note, Louise, do the pudding, 14th of January. Your cast-on is the 22nd of January, and your cast-off is the 11th of March. And this is going to coincide with the Blacker podcast swap at Edinburgh Yarn Fest. Or, if you aren't going, send to your partner by the end of March 2018. We will pair. Pair it socks, pair. Alright, wasn't funny. You up with your swap partner and get to discuss your foot size, what kind of sock you like, to gusset or not to gusset, that is the question. What yarn is suitable for you, to pattern, not to pattern, and then come the 22nd of January, you cast it on. You can limit this to 100 grams, which is for the cost of posting if you're particular about keeping it local. Please indicate this in the sign up. Of course, you may wish to send other things, but that's going to be up to you. The only thing in this swap that you're agreeing to do is knit a pair of socks that will fit your swappie to the best of your ability. If you're both going to the Edinburgh Yarn Fest, then they can be swapped there, and judging by the response, we'll arrange a suitable time slot for this. Imagine the photographs. That would be good. So sign up on the Ravelry board and start your blathering. I'm quite excited about this. I've already got my yarn thought of, and I was actually looking at patterns today. I know who I'm doing, and she knows who she's doing, but you don't know who you're doing, so everything's fine. I'm not having a me section or a dram section, because there's no spirits in the house until after Richard's triathlon in June. I don't think you'll stick to that, listeners, but just currently we've drunk it all, so there's none.
Blah blah blah
section. I would like to say thank you so much for listening and supporting me in 2017. Here's to 2018. I really hope it's a brilliant year for you. If it's not, let's do it together. I really appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me splaff on. I like to add all opinions are mine. And, well, not Richard's because he's not in this today. I do occasionally get facts wrong, but I really try not to. I don't do it on purpose. My email is keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook. It's keithnesscraft. You can get the podcast from Podbean site as www.keithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. Reason I'm laughing is because Louise pointed out that I don't always see enough W's. So I have to look at them individually whilst to do it. The music is Auld Lang Syne. Thank you for listening and keep on crafting.
I didn't break my arm.
You did broke your arm.
I broke my wrist.
Your arm is your wrist.
Oh.